And in terms of your own surrender, I remember you saying once that another thing that you're convinced of is that when you see who you are, it has a subterranean effect. It is not just a personal thing, which it isn't, of course. But that it has some... it's very clear to me it's not a personal thing, because you're seeing that it's not a personal thing. But what do you mean by the subterranean effect? What kind of effect are you talking about?
Well, I think it's really rather simple. That at this end of the tube, what I find is not Douglas's consciousness. This is the consciousness which is indivisible. The whole of the indivisible consciousness, awakeness, reality, being is at this end, indivisibly so. And it's not Douglas who sees who he is, it's the one who sees who it is, courtesy of temporal using. Apparently, with this taking the form at the moment of something very much to do with Douglas, yes. But that means, David, that when I see who I am, I'm not only doing it as all sentient beings, but for all sentient beings. And that is so encouraging, you know, isn't it? It seems a huge proposition, but it means that this experience spills over, must spill over.
What do you mean you're doing it for all sentient beings?
As and for. I mean, that. Well, you've heard me say this, I'll repeat it, that there is a tradition. I think Theravada, it's in one of these Theravada suttas, that when the Buddha saw who he was in Buddhaya, and at that time, all sentient beings were enlightened. Is enlightenment necessarily involved the enlightenment of all sentient beings? Well, at the same time, crazy. Absurd. If so, I mean, how come the world is such a little now? I mean, what effect did it have on them? So there is that question, and we have to ask that again now. If when you see who you are, all the world's enlightened, how come it doesn't seem to get any better? So the thing is paradoxical. I think what I should say is that I don't understand this really, but what I am deeply impressed by is it's not Douglas seeing it is, it's the one. And if it is the one seeing who is, this involves everyone, because the one is indivisible.
Right, it's very clear to me that when I see who I am, I see as everyone, because there's no one here
that's right.
Indivisible.
Right.
But what you were talking about was that there was an effect in the world, a subterranean effect.
Yeah.
This
is a matter of faith, I suppose. But if it seems a fairly reasonable article of faith, since it is not Douglas doing it, it is the one doing it, and hiddenly doing it in case of so many. You know, you get this doctrine in the scriptures. Jesus says to his disciples, "Ye are the salt of the earth, and if you are not salt, wherewith shall the dish be salted?"
Of course, you could say that when I see who I am, the world is different. It's a different world when I see who
I am. And
so in that sense, the world is profoundly changed.
Well, it really is. And you
this
say,
is
well,
the given world.
That's right. And when you see who you are, you look at the world.
There's no separation.
That's right.
So you've changed the world.
I'm sure so.
Yeah.
And of course, this fits in with one's experience, that when I'm...
You really save the world.
I really do see a different world when I'm seeing with God's eyes.
Yeah.
It really is a most profoundly changed world. And the beauty and the meaning and the acceptability, the people around you are transfigured by the spiritual. They really are. And you say, well, it's subjectively so, but this is very surreal.
It's not even subterranean.
Not even subterranean.
No. That we don't notice.
Right.
We're looking for covert effects.
Yes.
In fact, they're very obvious if we would just notice.
They really, really are.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a cliche, but it's not a true cliche. But the world you see is a function of the state of mind of the observer.
Mm-hmm.
And the world weeps with you. No. Weep. No, laugh and the world laughs with you. Weep and you weep alone.
Well, yes, alone and separate, I suppose you could say.
Well, David, it's so simple in terms of our map. You see, we think that little guy in the mirror is being awake, conscious of all the things in the world. And that his brain here, the little guy with his head here and brain here, and that is, he is in receipt of the world. But in fact, the real consciousness, that's the far end of the bag.
Right.
Here, a yard away, is the real consciousness here, who is seeing the world from a totally different point of view. Therefore, he's got to see in a different world. I mean, in fact, that's the only way you can see the world. But imagining that you're seeing the world from a point of view of little Eric Douglas is to spoil the world. It's viewing it from the place it can't be viewed from.
Mm.
So seeing who you are really transforms the world. And I think we get evidences of that. You know, colours. For me, colours are incredible. Get more incredible, particularly blue. I don't know why. We had this year an actor, we had petunias, and most of them were this extraordinarily deep, not pale blue, which is rather miserable, but this is deep, deep. Some do texture too, but deep. Incredibly brilliant blue, and it sings to me, you know, and some music too. The world is transformed. And I just, Gerard Manley Hopkins that we were talking about tonight, and Milton. Is changed and viewed from its origin. It must be, wasn't it? You've got the hint of it in the first chapter of Genesis. God made the world and he saw it was good. He saw it was very good. He said, well done, well done. He gave himself a little pat on his divine back. Good for you, Trump. You know, you've done well. Now rest, and I'll go tomorrow. So it was good.